On a recent Friday morning, about 90 passengers are asleep in their seats, eating breakfast in the dining car, or using free Wi-Fi as their train, the Hoosier State, snakes north from Lafayette to Chicago. One of them is Amtrak welder Ed Ufkes, who's taking his dad on vacation.
We're going to take the train to Chicago and then Chicago to Seattle. Be about 2.5 days.
Most passenger trains through Indiana start or end in Chicago, the busiest rail hub in the country. Ufkes says he wishes Indiana would invest more of its own money and seek more federal help to move some of that traffic through Indianapolis.
I have a train run down to Bloomington for IU students, a train to Lafayette, Cincinnati. We could have gone to Louisville. Everything could have been moved there, and we could have taken all the congestion out of Chicago.
To see if passenger rail can work in Indiana, he says, look no further than the Hoosier State. It's funded in part by the state and jointly run by the private Iowa Pacific Holdings and public Amtrak, a three-way public-private partnership on freight company-owned rails. It took over part of Amtrak's Cardinal Line and managed to turn a profit in its first year. Supporters of rail hope the state will renew its funding for the Hoosier State next legislative session and fund more routes, too. But House Transportation Committee Chair and Valparaiso Republican Representative Ed Soliday says his roads task force won't have time for other modes of travel.
To load them up with that is almost a distraction.
But Todd Barton, the mayor of Crawfordsville, where the Hoosier State stops, says trains aren't a distraction from road issues. They're a potential solution.
Interstate highways lose money. The more we can do to shift some of that traffic off to these other avenues, the better off we are.
The Indiana Department of Transportation is paying or helping to find funding for a few other trains in northern Indiana. But Indiana Passenger Rail Alliance President Steve Coxhead wants the state to go further.
There seems to be a reluctance now to engage with the 21st century.
He argues the Hoosier State's steadily climbing ridership is proof that Indiana residents want rail service. And he says it would only take $3 million to add 2 round trips a day to the line, a big step since, he says, research shows riders value reliable, frequent service the most.
That moves us forward by light years from where we are today.
On the Friday night Hoosier State back from Chicago, there's at least one regular who's also hoping trains like this will catch on. Tom O'Dowd is drinking a beer and chatting with neighbors in the domed business class car with its white tablecloths and freshly cooked food.
It's a wonderful linear way to travel. And I think this is sort of something we need to explore and need to invest in.
O'Dowd takes the train every weekend to volunteer at a wolf sanctuary outside Lafayette. He considers the town his second home, and even with upgraded roads or self-driving cars, he says he'll always prefer the train to get there.
You know, there's a more culturally profound experience to be had here, and I don't want to overstate it. We're all just on a train together, but the fact is, this is a place where stories are told, and stories have been told.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Lafayette.